We're drawing near to the end of the Epiphany season, which is a long meditation on how God is revealed. So just to remind us of the larger sweep of it, we began with Christmas, which is the greatest revelation of God as a human being, as Jesus. God stepping into our world and becoming small enough to meet us on our own terms. Then we read through a series of stories that show how Jesus reveals God. Through his miracles, beginning with turning water into wine for the wedding at Cana. Through his baptism, when God speaks and says, "This is my Son, with whom I am well pleased." God is revealed when Jesus gets up in the temple and reads from the prophet Isaiah, saying, "God's mission is now being revealed and fulfilled here in me." God is also revealed when Jesus gives a miraculous sign to some fishermen and calls them to be his first disciples. Then, last week and this week, we read about God being revealed in Jesus' healings and his teachings about the kingdom of God, which has arrived in him and is turning over the world's power structures and ways of being. And next week, we'll wrap up Epiphany with the story of the Transfiguration, when the glory of God is revealed in Jesus again, this time in the bright light of heaven. And then, of course, this season will turn into Lent, which is all about how we respond in a fallen world to this revealing of God in Jesus. But today, we continue Jesus' teachings in Luke 6. You'll remember that this is a parallel to the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 to 7, possibly the next day, possibly a different angle on the same event. In any case, these are the central teachings on what it means to follow Jesus. And they're really challenging. Love your enemies. If anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Forgive. Do good to those who hate you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Give. Don't even withhold your shirt from anyone who takes your coat. Give to anyone who begs from you. Do not judge. Do not condemn. Be merciful, just like God is merciful. And these are uncomfortable. Give more to someone who steals? No, they've done something wrong and should pay for it. Give to everyone who begs from you? No, they'll just waste it on drugs. Lend, expecting nothing in return. But what about my interest? Love your enemies. They don't deserve it. These are uncomfortable, and the whole point is that they should be. Because this is Jesus coming up against the ways of the world. And if those things were the same, if Jesus agreed with how we naturally think things should be, it would be easy to follow Jesus. But he doesn't. And it isn't. This is nothing less than a clash of kingdoms. It's one kingdom, God's, invading another that has held power for too long. God's kingdom, which is marked by love and mercy, challenging another built on self-centeredness and power. And not only are those kingdoms at war, but they are at war within us. And to be honest, I feel convicted just saying this. Jesus' words are always going to be a challenge, because the call to follow Jesus is a call to live differently, to step under the authority of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of love and mercy. If God is the light, then love and mercy is what the light looks like refracted through us. It's what God is doing through us, infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. But it's not easy, because we've been born and raised in a kingdom that aims in the opposite direction. Jesus is asking us to be porous in a world that says, "Be strong and protect your power and autonomy at all costs." And we need the Holy Spirit because we can't do this on our own. And we also need to know that these two kingdoms are not at all equal. One is far greater, far stronger. One is guaranteed to win, even though it first appears a whole lot weaker. We need to know that in the end, the kingdom of this world will crumble, while the kingdom of God will transform all of creation. That the revelation of God in Jesus is only the beginning. Over time, love and mercy will wear away what seems to be stronger and more powerful. What appears at first to be weak will bring down the mighty one day. I love what Tracy suggested last week about maybe revisiting ministry in the seniors' home. And it's great because that's the kind of ministry that could give us nothing in return. We can't use that kind of ministry to build ourselves up. And I think that's ultimately what Jesus is calling us to here. Extending love and mercy that doesn't depend even a little bit on how someone else responds. It shouldn't depend at all on us gaining something from someone else. If there's a reward at all, it will be beyond the borders of time and space. Our call to follow Jesus is really a call to seek out opportunities to love when there is nothing to be gained in return. It's the kind of thing that the kingdom of this world thinks is an idiotic waste of time. Except that little by little, that's how the kingdom of God pushes forward. By us living under authority and values from God, rather than responding in kind to what the kingdom of this world throws at us. Then, only from God's abundance comes that good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. Not in earthly treasures, but in the life and grace of God. Amen.